This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up? What's up? Howdy. Happy Wednesday. Midway through the week. Hope you're doing amazing. Hope you're charged up. There's this thing that I want to tackle today because I believe that if we're not careful, we can compare where we're at to other people. Now, when you first hear that, you could just think I mean like, I have this car, so-and-so has this car. I have this house, so-and-so has this house. That's not what I mean. It's not talking about comparing your toys, all right? Nobody cares. Literally, the right people don't care about that at all. If you got a bunch of people who care a lot about it, you just have bad people. What I'm talking about is comparing your problems. And this shows up interestingly. I'll give you an example. When you're like, man, I'm having a bad week. I'm having a bad month. It's like, why doesn't so-and-so deal with this? There must be something wrong with me. Boom, comparison. You just compared your problems to someone else. Almost like we think it's a game of status to not have problems. This is the craziest thing in my life where it's like sometimes people will get on my YouTube or they'll comment on posts or whatever and they'll have this like a weird victim thing where it's like, well, it must be nice if, I mean, that works if you're already at a certain place. I remember I recorded this video one time and I was like, yo, I did $70-80 million. I almost lost my family. It wasn't worth it. And hundreds of comments. People were just like, yeah, everyone says that after you make a $70-80 million. Like, you can say that now. You can afford to do that now. What they don't realize is like I gave away, you know, $3 million of a revenue stream for me because I feel like I had to pick my family. I was weeks away from an irreparable relationship with my spouse, with my daughter. I only have one kid at the time. I don't care who you are. Like, even now, you know, I got more problems in a day than most people do in a year. Stack them up. Next, 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 next. Like, when you are on this path where you're trying to make something happen in the world, when you're trying to fulfill a mission or a dream that God has given you, you know you're on the right track when you've got crazy problems. People showing up out of the woodwork, money being lost, the wrong people. I don't even have time to go into all of it right now. But the point of this is I was thinking about this because if you're comparing your level of ease to someone else's level of ease, you are in a trap. You're setting yourself up for a trap. This comparison kills. And I don't think that we have the problem as much anymore where we're comparing what we have. I think we compare with the amount of fatigue we have to deal with. And I want to assure you, anyone who is in a position of strength or in a realm of power, they have had to deal with the same things that you're currently dealing with or more. Maybe they didn't broadcast it on their social media. You know, you don't see me all the, like, every day posting about how hard my life is, but I've got difficulty. You know, when you get to the level that I'm at, you don't have your difficulty go away. That includes sometimes having to answer the question, is this even worth it? So, cheers, congrats. If you've been in a position even recently where you're like, is this even worth it? Congratulations, that means you're on the right path. Entrepreneurship sometimes feels like working, 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 sacrificing, 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 and then you got nothing to show out of it after a year, two, 3 years. That's sometimes the game, which is why it makes winning so fun once you make it to the other side. But as soon as you get to the other side, guess what you got? Another hill to climb. There's no finish line. It never stops. Keep going.